Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hello, everyone. So for today's podcast, we'll be talking about Social Enterprise Club and social enterprise in general. Mm-hmm. So I think social enterprise is an idea that is fairly new to business, but that's why we're excited about it.
Yeah, so my name is Susie, and this is Aditi, and we're part of the Social Enterprise Club. I'm VP External, and she's VP Events, or co-VP Events. And essentially what our club does is we try to connect students to social enterprises and try to, like, create more interdisciplinary conversation about how to use business for social impact.
Yeah, so just to go back to what social enterprise is, I think a lot of people have trouble understanding the idea of social enterprise because from a young age we've kind of been taught that business equals profit. Like, we kind of think of business as their main goal as being making profit. But what's different about social enterprise is that it's a business that has that makes profits, but the business itself is rooted in a social good or an environmental good. And so
how it works is lots of businesses that are social enterprises, so they include a social good and profit as their bottom line. So for example, like, social enterprises that you may know of around Vancouver include Vancity. Vancity is a social enterprise. Essentially, like, they invest some of their funds into the community, but they also run for profit.
Yeah. Some other big examples could be Tesla or Patagonia. And I think from those examples, it's easy to see that, you know, you can have a very big and impactful business while still operating on trying to do good for society. And I guess that's why everyone in our club is excited about social enterprise and being part of the club in general, because we want to spread this idea to students that if they're looking at a career path in business, that they don't have to go down the profit corporate route. There's a lot of really new and innovative ways to use traditional business ideas in ways that can make a change. And I think that's what students are looking for. They're looking for ways that they can use their skills in impactful ways. And so that's where we're trying to work on.
We connect to different social enterprises. We connect students to different social enterprises. And we do that through our events and our conference. We have usually a couple events throughout the year. Our big one is Innovation Jam, which was last a couple weeks ago, and that's an introduction to case competition. We also have an event coming up, which is a collaboration with the Center for Community and Engaged Learning.
Our CECL workshop is going to be this November, and we're doing it on, it's a workshop on how to understand an issue. So that's also really important to our mission, because we think that people coming into the startup space are just kind of jumping in and trying to put out a product. But we think it's really important that if students want to get involved with the social enterprise space, that they really understand whatever issue they're trying to solve. And so that whatever idea, product, or service they put out will target that issue. And I think you can kind of see that in all social enterprises that are successful.
Yeah. So that's kind of what our clubs does. We also have a conference at the very end of the year, the Social Enterprise Conference, that'll be March 9, 2019. And that is essentially like a full day of people from like all different kinds of faculties and backgrounds learning about social enterprise and connecting through with their passions and using the social enterprise model as a way to kind of realize their passions. And so that's kind of what our club is, and that's kind of what our team is. We're all really passionate people, and we all think that there is a way to do like social impact through business.
So, first question. So, can you tell me a bit about your role at SEC and how that fits into the big picture?
At SEC, I'm the conference director, working with quite a few other people to bring about our annual social enterprise conference. One of our highlight events where we can bring in, like, really bring contact with, like, local social entrepreneurs, like, what they think, their stories, with, all, like, a very big amount of students. We have about, like, 200 attendees last year, and annually that's about the turnout. And so it's like a really like impactful day that we hope that will like continue after that. And I think year after year people come back, so we do see that kind of result. And yeah, it's just part of our mission of bringing awareness to social enterprise as well as giving people the tools to pursue that as a viable career. So yeah.
What's one thing that you're really passionate about, like personally, and how does that like relate to SEC?
I think I'm really passionate about people and investing in people and bring their greatest potential out. And I think within the club, within its members, that's definitely what we do. Like, we're really supportive, we love each other, and we're always challenging each other to grow. So within the exec team, I think that's definitely happening. Last year I was in the internal team, and so I got to be a part of that, of really like investing into our team in order to like really pour out to other people. But also as a whole, I think that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to engage with students and tell them about social enterprise, in which, like, you know, really invest in them. Like, this is something that's super cool, and that's because we care about you. We care about your passions and what you can do about it. And, like, this is something where you can bring, you know, your career and your passions together. And so really be able to invest in people that way, to connect with them. And through our events, we want it to be as personal as possible, where they can make these relationships last. So I think in all areas, you know, trying to invest in people and bring the best out of them.
And how would you describe the environment at SEC?
Well, I'd say SEC is fun, very passionate, lots of food, very sustainable, but people focused. It's not just like we care about the environment, we care about like each other. And we, as social enterprise, is still, it's not the mainstream, right? Accounting, finance, that's the mainstream. But we have that passionate like vibe of like, but this will be the thing in the future. And I think that's the vibe, and that's what we work towards. And yeah, just a really supportive group that working on something that's going to be the next big thing.
Oh, and what's your favorite thing about working on this team?
Very supportive, very caring. At the end of the day, it's not about the work that you do or the things like you produce. It's about who you are and like really caring for each other. Like, your well-being is always more important than the work that you do. And I think that's reflective of the things we do, how we talk, how we think about things. You know, when it's midterm, like, you want to be responsible, but the person still comes first. So I enjoy that.
Very nice. And how can other students get involved?
Oh, well, first of all, our conference is on March 9th. So come to that. That's a great place to get involved. And more than that, you can become a member. We have like monthly events. And I think our execs like loves getting to know people. And, you know, it's just like finding a treasure. If you find someone who also is interested in social enterprise, you want to talk to them. So like, reach out, send an email, send a Facebook message. We'll definitely like get back to you. Those are all great ways. And we're going to be hiring for a conference as well, event managers. So we're still like hiring to be a part of the team.
How long have you been on the team for?
So this is my third year.
So your third year.
I joined in my first year, not really knowing anything, but really like being, this is something I cared about, but I didn't have a name for my passion until I came. And then I'm like, oh, it's social enterprise, that makes sense, you know, business. Aww. Not for profit but for impact. Like, aww, the money part, especially for me, is not so important. Like, it doesn't matter unless, as long as the impact is being made. So that's my first year, didn't know what was happening, joined events, the events team, and it was really cool to like be a part of that process. Second year I joined the internal team because I wanted to care for people better. And now, third year, I'm joining the conference to really see the big picture of things and being able to plan something rather big from beginning to end. So I've been here for 3 years. It's really important to think about what matters to you, because I think it's easy to be in the rat race, especially if you're involved in business, of being like, how do I get into the co-op program? How do I get this job? How do I write the best resume? And like, what is the career path I want to go on? But I just really encourage people to stop. Like, what matters to you? In 20 years, what will still matter to you? And to actually make that your focus instead of what everyone else is doing.
What is your role at SEC and how does that fit into the big picture?
So my role is, I am one of the four events directors, and so basically what our responsibilities are is to ensure that we have events that run throughout the year that correlate to our large conference at the end, and making sure that it goes with our theme, which is Ripple Effect.
Next question, what is one thing that you're passionate about and how does that relate to SEC?
One thing that I'm passionate about ensuring other people know that they are powerful and just literally I feel satisfied when I am able to make someone feel empowered. Aww. And once they are able to feel empowered, then I trust that they will be able to go after any aspirations they have, whether they're 3 years old or 12 years old. It doesn't really matter to me. And I think working with youth really allowed me to do that and have that opportunity and put it into practice as a leader. And that's where I'm passionate most, and hopefully that's something I can continue to do in the future and still be able to undergo that challenge.
Nice.
Yeah.
How would you describe the environment at SEC?
I think the environment is very diverse. I really appreciate how, although I understand that it's under CUS and that 50% of us have to be from Sauder, it honestly does not feel like there is some sort of divide between half Sauder, half other. I really do feel like we're all very different and our faculties and our backgrounds do not matter because we all have some sort of goal that's relative towards one another, and I really appreciate that. So because it's diverse, I also think that it's very welcoming as well. It is very inspiring seeing other people and have them share what they're passionate about.
How can other students get involved with the club?
I think people should understand that if they want to get involved in the club, it does not have to be a large step, like applying to be an exec or paying for a membership. It can also be just catching up with us on Facebook or any of our other social media handles, or going to one hour events and talking to people who are a part of the club and getting connected with them and asking questions. So the commitment levels are very wide, I would say, and it's not so intimidating where we ask you to either be in it or not be in it, and I really appreciate that. So to be involved, I think that there are many, there's a very high degree. You can be a member, you can apply to be an exec, or you can keep up with us on Facebook or any other social media handles, or try to get to know us personally so maybe we can help them in our own ways.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about working on this team?
My favorite thing working on this team is getting to meet new people who remind me so much of myself. I think that in high school, I asked so many questions of what other people were doing and what they were passionate about, why they were passionate about it, and what they were doing in school. And to see other people ask me the same questions about what I'm doing in school, what year I'm in, what I want to major in, and why, really translates to how fulfilled I am, and that I hope that because I was so happy to hear all of my questions answered, it's nice to know that I've answered other people's questions that were just as helpful as it was to me in the past.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like to add or share?
I would like to add that if you are struggling right now, or if you feel like you literally do not know what you're doing, you don't know why you're in school, you don't know why you're at UBC, that is okay. As cheesy as it is, this is all part of the process. It's part of the process to not know, to help you know at some point. It doesn't have to be like today or tomorrow. There's no such thing as an overnight success. and that point from point A to point B can be different for anyone. So I really hope that if anybody is under the impression that they need to know by their third or their fourth year or even in their second, it is honestly not like that. And so hopefully the first step for this person is to understand that progress is its own for anyone and everyone.
What is your role at SEC and how does that fit into the big picture?
I'm co-VP events and I'm part of a team of four. And I'd say that our role on the entire big team is to kind of create a cohesive timeline of events that are going to build a experience for our members and for students on campus throughout the entire year that helps them kind of get to our conference at the end of the year where they feel prepped and ready and they've been introduced to the idea of social enterprise, how they can get involved with it and why it's pertinent to anyone on campus, no matter what program they're a part of, what faculty they're in, or their background as well.
What is one thing you're really passionate about and how does this relate to SEC?
I'm really passionate about interdisciplinary studies and being interdisciplinary. I think that going forward, everything that is going to be impactful and novel is going to include aspects of many disciplines. And the way that kind of connects to SEC is that it's one of the main places on campus, one of the main groups on campus that I feel is bringing people together from different disciplines to create impact and to kind of begin these conversations between people from different programs. Is that something that we really stress with all of our events, is that they're open to all students, no matter what background they're from or program. Being on a team that is also not commerce like oriented, it's really important for us to make sure that we touch all our bases. But
tell them about, because we're from four different faculties, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. Our events team is of four, like I said before, and we're all from different programs, which I think is really great.
Yeah.
And I think it really, really helps us make sure that with our messaging and with our events, they're all accessible to students.
Mm. How would you describe the culture at SEC?
I think it's really fascinating because it's rooted in this idea of entrepreneurship, and more importantly than that, like social entrepreneurship on top of that. But we're such a diverse group of students, whether that's in terms of age or where we come from or what we study. And so I think that helps create this kind of dynamic and culture of being open to other ideas of others. One of the greatest things I think about our exec team is that we see each other so often. People are committed to our meetings. Just going to those meetings is so comfortable, but it's kind of a place where I feel really supported, and it's a place where I feel that I'm learning every single day, whether that's about the passions of other execs through passion projects or learning about how to work with people that are different. It's like so many different things, so many learning opportunities, and a lot of support. But I'll end with that.
Nice. What is your favorite thing about working on this team?
Ooh, yeah. My co-VP, she's pretty cool. Her name is Aditi. Giving her a shout out here. It's also the opportunity to watch people grow. Being able to see someone take ownership of a project from start to finish, to succeed with that project, and to just like thrive is one of the most rewarding things that I've ever experienced. And I think like on this team, you get so much of that and so much support. Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I don't really think I've ever shared this explicitly, but I take my time in this organization as probably one of like the most formative for myself as a leader and for myself in terms of like what I want to do in the future. Like the people that I've met, the things that I've learned, the teams that I've led, and the people that I've worked with, all those things have completely changed my mind about like my path in life. I think it's opened so many doors for me. It's opened my eyes to so many different avenues of making impact, and just really take into account that the things I learn in school don't necessarily lead to just like one end goal. They could take me anywhere. And like I couldn't stress enough how much impact like SEC has had on me. Like I really can't.
All right, so now we'll be moving on to our next segment. We're very lucky to be joined by Pallavi from CauseBox, which is a social enterprise that kind of started off in the UBC space. But we can hear more from Pallavi.
I'm Pallavi. I'm the founder of CauseBox, which is essentially a collaboration hub for activists, NGOs, and for-profits to collaborate with each other on similar projects, to start social movements, to manage it, and to effectively communicate between each other.
And so do you want to tell us about the process of getting started up? Like, how did you come up with this idea? And
So last year, I come from India, right? And there's so much injustice in India everywhere, right? Like, whether it's women's rights, whether it's LGBTQ. And for me, I was a woman. I was a part of the LGBTQ community. I deal with a lot of mental health issues, which is very stigmatized there. So, like, throughout my life, I was, like, very, like, an activist, you know, always speaking out and fighting for these, like, marginalized communities. And then when I came here, I saw how much students were participating in all the issues around. And I really, like, saw students' purpose and passion lies there, like, beyond getting a job, beyond, like, the paycheck. It's more about purpose at the end of it, right, and finding fulfillment in something bigger than ourselves. And I wanted to capture that passion in one platform. And that's kind of how I came up with the idea, especially after Trump's election. everyone kind of activism, there was a new era of activism, I feel like, where the millennials were in the forefront of it all. And I was like, we need a space for a social media platform or a social network platform that's actually built for change, because right now we have Facebook and Twitter, and it's just to show people what you do, and it's very haphazard and scattered and overcrowded with unnecessary information. So it's like for short-term success, but in a long-term basis, it doesn't sustain your movement. And I wanted to build a platform that attracted the youth, like a social network, but could actually impact the change in the world.
Hmm. Yeah. So I think there's, talking to a lot of students that are interested in the impact space, I think everyone has kind of those ideas and those starting roots, mm-hmm. but can you tell us a little bit about how you found a group of people who are also interested in the same thing and how you guys came together to, like, form this idea?
Yeah, so generally when someone starts a company, it's mostly two people and they give birth to the same idea. And it's two people going forward with an idea together, it's easier because you're already a small team. So for me, it wasn't like that. I came up with the idea on my own. So, like, individually going and finding people is really hard, right? So the first thing I did was research and see if there are platforms like this, right? And I didn't find anything that was kind of like what I was thinking. And then after that, because I'm a psychology student and I don't know how to code anything, I had to go look for a developer. And so what I did was, first I asked my friends, I met some people, but then I went to IKB and I, like, saw all the students sitting and I was like, okay, I'm a psych student, I'm just gonna read people and guess who's a coder. And everyone who I thought had any laptop other than a Mac with a mouse next to it, I was like, okay, they might be a developer. So I would go to, like, random people and go, like, are you a coder? And then I got my first three coders like that, because I would just pitch the idea and I got them to work with me. And obviously, like, you know, when you're, like, starting off with an idea, you're so idealistic, you're so excited. You're like, oh, in 3 months, this is going to be done, everyone's going to be using it. Because we all watch movies like The Social Network and things seem so fast, right? But obviously, like, that's not at all how it happened.
Yeah.
I got my first three developers, told them the project, learned a bunch about how coding actually works, and started planning with them. And they screwed it up miserably. And then I went and I was like, okay. Like, 2 months passed, 3 months passed in this process. And I was like, okay, it's time to go to IKB again because I need three new coders. And I did this entire process 6 times because every time, like, to build a platform like this, you need a lot of experience, which students don't have yet. So in that entire process of finding the right student with the right talent and experience, like, it took me 8 months. And then I finally found a coder back home in India who was experienced enough, who had a team already with him. He liked what I was doing, and then he was like, I'm going to do this for you full time. And he just started developing my product properly this summer. And in terms of everyone else who helped me, I met a lot of Sorta kids, a lot of my friends. I started out recruiting friends, which was not the best idea because working with friends is like,
yeah,
it's hard. But it was helpful because I didn't come from a business background, and all my friends in Sorta really helped me with my business model and articulating what I was actually doing and more in terms of a business standpoint. But then I got my actual team kind of recruiting people who cared more than people who were talented, because the biggest problem in building a team is retaining the team, because people can find your idea cool and they can be all excited, but that lasts a month. And if you actually want to be committed to a project or anything, you have to have a strong reason why you're doing it. So right now my team over here, which is filled with 3 people other than me, they all have their own stories as to why they want to be in the social impact environment. They've all gone through mental health issues, or they're all a part of like a marginalized community. They all have something to fight for. And so they really resonated. And I realized that those are the kind of people I want, because no matter, they will learn how to do things. That's fine. But then they'll stay because of the why. And yeah, so that happened because like you have to go and talk to people authentically, tell them why you're doing things, tell them your story, make them tell their story. And that's how I got it. But it took like 8 months.
Yeah.
To find the right people, because people keep leaving.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I think, I mean, that's one hurdle that you kind of discussed, that the retention of mm-hmm. your team. Are there any other, for anyone who's in the situation that they're trying to start up a new idea, mm-hmm. Are there any other hurdles that you think that you didn't know about when you were coming into it that...
Yeah, for me, like, one really big thing was that I was a woman, and women don't have, like, a really large presence in tech. So I was very idealistic when I thought, like, yeah, dude, like, workplace sexism is not a thing, right? Like, people will, like, we're in a day and age where people will take you seriously, but for me, I was, like, a 21-year-old brown female. So it wasn't just that I was a woman, I was a woman of color, and, like, people, like, responding to my ideas was very different than if 2 white males did it, you know? It's very different. And so I think I had to, every time I pitched my idea, I had to do it with, like, I had to try 10 times harder. And going through the right, getting the right resources, meeting the right people to help me took 10 times longer. So that was one hurdle I thought I didn't think about when I went in. And that's something I face a problem with till date. Right now I'm in, like, the incubator, and we're the only student company that got in. And I'm one of the 3 females. So, and the rest of the incubator is just, like, males. So even in that sense, you have to be unique to stand out, which is something that I make sure that which is sad. You shouldn't, like, that shouldn't be the case, but... yeah, you have to try 10 times harder for people to see you. That was one of the hurdles. Yeah.
And so just for the last bit, I wanted to wrap it up with just hearing about what you would have to say to anyone who has an idea and who's passionate about something. What would you have to say to them to kind of inspire them to get their idea started?
One is... Everyone thought I was really crazy when I started it. I heard, like, no's from everyone, whether it was my family or my friends. Like, everyone will think you're crazy, but I feel like to achieve something big, you have to be a bit delusional in the beginning and go with your gut. Because if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be in a place where we're the first student company in the incubator, right? Always go with your gut and be delusional. I think it's so good to be a bit delusional because, like, crazy people change the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And second is, with practical, always... Oh, wait, no, have patience and do a lot of research. I think for me, I jumbled up the steps. I built the product first. I did the research a bit... Like, I did my proper market research a bit later. But if I did my research properly, I would have figured out that at UBC and the resources were already here for me to help me out, to mentor me, right? I did that a lot later. So do a lot of research, go step by step. Don't try to jump to conclusions, but always go with your gut. And if you have a good idea and you think it's a good idea, then don't let anyone let you down.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I think hopefully anyone listening to this is inspired to reach out and make their ideas come to life.